very unfortunate that we were forced into a position where we had to block off the workmen from getting on with their work here today. We've seen queues of lorries trying to get the tar laid, but the real reality here is that has failed to leave a road in a state that is acceptable to us, the community here. And it's also very disappointing that they haven't even bothered coming out here today to meet us. I've been in talks with them a number of times during the day, but it's this idea that they're trying to say that this is our fault, that the works are going to be delayed and the contractor could pull out and the whole thing could be left the way it is. The reality here is there's not a chance that Irish Water are going to leave the road in the state it is in with open trenches, and it's so dangerous. So what I'd be calling on Irish Water, do the right thing by our community. For far too long we've been putting up with bad roads in different places. We have roads that are just off the road, the works that's getting on here now. There are county council roads that haven't even got tar in it. People have had enough of bad roads, and what we're doing is taking a stand. And to bear in mind also is that works is going to start shortly in Eudore and in Anagra. Are Irish Water going to try to do the same thing there, leave a road in a state that's not acceptable to the community? The community will not stand for that there, and we will be organising around this. So what I'm saying to Irish Water is come out, agree to leave the road the way that it's acceptable to the community, and let the workers get on with the work, and let me and others get on with our own lives.